Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Mahalaga na pagtuunan ng pansin ang kalusugang pampisikal at pag-iisip lalo na ngayong pandemya. Ibinahagi ng iba't ibang kababaihan ang kanilang diskarte sa pagpapabuti ng kanilang kalusugan sa mga panahong ito. Ang mga detalye mula sa ulat ni Brooke Fryer na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Binago ng COVID-19 ang buhay ni Mokta Arora mula sa Sydney na ngayon ay game na lumabas ng bahay upang maglakad-lakad sa parke.
We didn't even know that there were beautiful walkways around this area, and once because you know we were not allowed to go anywhere, we thought let's just start walking, so we discovered beautiful places around the area.
Nakatulong kasi ito sa kanya na malimutan ng stress na dulot ng kasalukuyang krisis.
Yes, it was very difficult to work from home since I have a 4-year-old girl and we were in between changing daycare, so she was home and looking after her, cooking food and also doing my job was very difficult to manage.
Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang mga daily walk, nakabuo ng bagong routine si Mokta at ito din ay nagbigay ng stabilidad sa kanya.
For a good mental health, you definitely need exercise, fresh air and some movement.
Isa lamang si Mokta sa maraming babae na dumadaan sa mga matinding stress ngayon. Inamin ng ina mula sa Melbourne si Alicia Temmerman na nasubok din ang kanyang mental na kalusugan simula nang mag-work from home siya. Kasabay pa nito ang pag-aalaga ng kanyang 4 na anak at remote learning nila.
We just wanted to kind of crawl up into a ball, like seriously, is this happening? There are definitely times where it's really struggle and it's difficult when, you know, everyone kind of wants you at the same time, that can definitely be hard.
Dahil sa matinding stress, ay nagdesisyon siya na bumuo ng isang online community para sa mga kababaihan.
I thought of creating this Facebook group where practitioners, other female health practitioners, could offer their time and their gifts and provide different offerings and free classes into the group. So really women helping women.
Sa ibang banda naman, may mga kababaihan na napabuti ang kalusugan sa pamamagitan ng pang-spiritual na pamamaraan katulad na lamang ni Aldira Potter.
Felt like I've just sort of opened up that spiritual side of myself a lot more because I've been put in a position as an extrovert to go inwards.
Gamit ang mga healing crystals, nagkaroon ng positibong epekto para sa Aboriginal na si Aldira Potter ang pag-iisa.
I've just sort of learned to really enjoy being, you know, okay with being home all the time. So I definitely turn to, I guess, that spiritual woo-woo side to sort of tap in and just sort of give me that relief more than anything.
Payo naman ni Mokta Arora, mahalaga na pahalagahan ng mga kababaihan ang kanilang sarili.
I think all women need to keep look after themselves because it's you cannot give anything out of an empty cup. You need to be well and full of love to be able to share it with your family.
Ayan, sa pangkalahatan, maigi na pangalagaan o i-nurture ang pangangatawan lalo na sa mga panahon ng mga krisis. Magbabalik po ang SBS Filipino makalipas ang ilang patalastas.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.